Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, beloved. God bless you. Welcome to God's Purpose Ministry, where I am your servant host, Pastor Olivia DeLoach, for this is the day that the Lord has made, Wednesday, the 27th of March, 2019. Well, tonight we're going to continue in our wonderful book that we're reading out of, Healing of the Wounds. And tonight's chapter is going to be called Anoint Me, I'm Single. Yes, Anoint Me, I'm Single. And I just want to start with this. Do you ever feel discontent in your single season? Are you wishing your singleness away, okay? If singleness is, but you got to realize, beloved, singleness is not a curse. Okay, so we're going to get into this about singleness. And if you're married, you know you used to be single, but I think it's going to have some good nuggets for us married people just to remind us why we are married. And then I just want to put out for us to get at the end. Next week, we're going to pick up on singleness, but we're going to go pretty much in depth and talk it from the natural point of view, as well as the spirit on singleness, and hope we can get the lines open for we can dialogue and talk. All right? Before we go in, we want to do our declaration. I declare God's incredible blessing over my life. I will see an explosion of God's goodness, a sudden widespread increase. I will experience the surpassing greatness of God's favor. I will elevate, it will elevate me to a level higher than I ever dreamed of. Explosive blessings are coming my way. This is our declaration. And Father God, we just thank you right now for we go into the word. We ask you as always to anoint our ears that we may hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Open up our spiritual eyes that we will see and walk in your purpose and saturate our heart that the word will fall on our heart, oh God. And we just pray that we have fun tonight. Just deal with singleness. And all there's some single people, and you know, even in single, I remember when I was single, and most of us are single, we want to get married. You know, it's like, I want to be married, the majority, not everybody, but there are some that wants to be married. And then there's married people want to be single, and there's single people who want to be married. Amen. So we just thank and praise God for that. Okay? So we want to go on and get started. And you know that I'm going to stop and say a little something. But like I say, on next week, we pray that we'll do the line opening. But tonight, we're just going to just go in and read like we usually do. And our topic is Anoint Me, I'm Single. Okay? And it starts off this way. Listen, you may not understand the benefits of being single. For those of us who used to be single. In reality, while you're not married, you really ought to be involved with God. When you get married, you direct all of the training that you had while you were unmarried towards your spouse. Let's stop that right there. So singles, while you are single, you're in training ground. You are being trained for that mate. Amen. You are being trained for that mate. The Apostle Paul addressed this issue in his first letter to the Church of Corinthians. And you can read that letter over in 1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, verses 32 to 34. And it reads, "But I want you to be without care. He who is unmarried cares for the things of the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But he who is married cares about the things of the world, how he may please his wife." There is a difference between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman cares about the things of the Lord, and she may be holy both in body and in spirit. But she who is married cares about the things of the world, how she may please her husband. And I just read 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Amen. Singles often forget some very important advantage. And somebody said, how is there an advantage of being single? Amen. I think I got somebody on the line. Okay. I can hear them. All right. So singles often forget they may be the important advantage they have. Like, for instance, at 5 a.m., you can lie in bed and pray in the spirit till 7:30 a.m. Did you get that? You wake up at 5:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, you can lay in your bed and pray for hours and not have to answer to anybody, singles. You can worship the Lord whenever and however you please. You can be prostrated out on the floor in your house and worship, and no one will become annoyed with you. You can do what you want to do in serving God. Single, all of those who ministers in churches hear unmarried men and women complain about their need for a spouse. Yeah, they be talking about, I need a husband, I need a wife. But rarely do singles boast about the kind of relationship they are free to build with the Lord. Did you get that? Are you complaining about how you need someone? Take advantage of the time you don't have to worry about providing and caring for family. So when you're single by yourself, you can give your time to God. You can give your time to the Lord. You don't have to answer. You don't have anyone feeling neglected. You're not under pressure. While people are single, they need to recognize they have the unique opportunity to build themselves up in the Lord without the drains that concurred later. Because sometimes we have spouses that can get jealous with our time with God. Oh, yes. You know, that we're spending too much time and we're not making time for them, or the children are pulling on you, or they need you, mommy, they need you, daddy, or you got to go here. But when you're single, you can come in and turn that worship music. You can, as I said, you can lay prostrate before the Lord. You can just cry out before him, and you're not disturbing nobody. Nobody's telling you stop all that noise or turn it down. You know what I'm saying? So this time in your life for you to charge up your battery cells, beloved, it's time to pamper. Oh, yeah, pamper yourself. It's time to take long, luxurious baths or strolls in the countryside. Grab that vision when you can worship the Lord. It's a ministry you have. That's ministry, beloved, you have. Before you ask God for another lover, take care of him. If you are not ministering, listen, I really need you singles to hear this. If you are not ministering to his needs, and yet you are always before him, asking him to give you one of his prince or princesses, man or woman, to minister to, come on, listen, singles. Your prayers are not being heard because you are not being faithful to him, to God. Oh, did that just knock somebody? When you become faithful in your spirit, then you will be better prepared to be faithful with a spouse. Amen? Be faithful with a spouse. So when you become faithful in your singleness, you can become faithful with your spouse. If you disregard the perfect lover, who are we talking about? Jesus. You will certainly disregard the rest of us. If you ignore the one who provides oxygen, breath, bone, tissue, strength, blood, proposal or life itself, we'll certainly not be able to have regard for any earthly spouse. Okay? The Lord wants to make sweet love to you. Oh, now somebody just eyes just went up and like, whoa, what you saying? Yes, the Lord wants to make sweet love to you. And I'm not talking carnal, but I'm being real. He wants to hold you. He wants you to come in at the end of the day and say, oh, Lord, I can hardly make it today. Whew. I went through so much today. I'm so glad I have you in my life. They tried to devour me, but I thank you for the time we have together. I just couldn't wait to get along and worship you and praise you and magnify you. See that love talk? That's what he's waiting for us to say. And not only the singles, us two married people, he's waiting for us to tell him how much we love him, how much we adore him. Amen. Can we put our phones on mute if we're in online? Thank you. All right. Praise God. You're the one who keeps me going. Love, you're the one who keeps me going. You're the lover of my soul, my mind, my emotions, my attitude, my disposition. Hold me. Touch me. Strengthen me. Let me hold you. Let me bless you. I set the night aside for us. Tonight's our night. And I'm not so busy that I don't have time for you. Somebody said, who are you talking about? We're talking about the lover of our soul. This is how we talk to him and let him talk to us. For I have no time for God. Surely I have no time for a spouse. My body is yours. Nothing touches me but you. I am holy in body and in spirit. I'm not committing adultery in our relationship. My body is yours. We are talking to our Father. We are allowing him to love us while we love on him. And singles, you have this time to do this, to be in your training for the spouse, the husband, or the wife God has for you. It's preparation time. God is of the opinion that if you do not belong to another, listen. God, this is God's opinion. If you do not belong to another, meaning you don't have a husband or a wife, you belong strictly to him. God expects you to be purely devoted to him. He thinks you are his. God's heart has broken with the ancient nation of Israel. It was broken because Israel came to him and said, make us a king to judge us like all nations. That's in 1 Samuel 8 and 5. Okay, beloved? That's 1 Samuel 8 and 5. And we want to go there. Then there is nothing wrong with wanting to be married now. Nothing wrong. Nothing wrong that wanting to be married. Simply take care of the Lord while you're waiting. Minister to him. Let him heal you and free you and worship him. Singleness ought to be the most consecrated. Come on, singles. Listen. Singles ought to be the most consecrated people in the church. Instead of singles being envious of married couples, the married ones ought to be jealous, a godly jealous now, of the single. Amen? Amen. Somebody say, praise God. Somebody say amen. Amen. Okay, you are the ones whose shadows are to fall. Oh, remember by Peter when I hear that? Remember when Peter walked in and his shadow was on there? And here, singles, you are the one whose shadows are to fall on the people and they are healed. You are in the position and the posture of prayer. The Lord has become your necessary food. While married people are dependent on their spouse, whether financially, emotionally, or otherwise, single people learn to be dependent on the Lord. God has no limitations. Now, that's a good place to start. A married person may have a problem in some things, but God can do what? All things. What a privilege to be married to him, isn't it? God said, I will pour my spirit on all people, out of Acts 2 and 17. God has a special anointing for those who are free to seek him. Their prayer life should explode in miracles. Yes. It should be. Oh, my God. The Lord has become, you know, what privilege do the married people have in him? Like it said, he's going to pour out on you, pour on you. Now, that does not mean it's wrong for you to want physical companionship. Okay? There's nothing wrong with that. Okay? God ordained, and that's needed. While you are waiting, though, listen, say waiting. While you're waiting, though, understand that God thinks he's your spouse. Be careful how you treat him. He thinks he's your lover. That's why he does those special favors. Huh? It is God who made you into a beautiful person. He has been taking care of you, even when you didn't notice his provision. He is the source of every good thing. He keeps things running and provides for you daily care. Yes. Look at that. It is him who opened doors for you. He has been your edge, your friend, and your companion. Those who are married seek to please their spouses, beloved. Unmarried people seek to please the Lord. There is a special relationship of power between God and the single person. Amen. Amen. Okay. Excuse us. Praise God. Can we have on who's online to mute their phone? Praise God, because we can hear you. I can hear you.
Where'd you find that?
Amen. Please mute your phone. Amen. Praise God. But we're going to keep going. Okay. Praise God. Those who are married seek to please their spouses. I was saying that unmarried people seek to please God. We said there was a special relationship. Paul wrote this: let each one remain in the same calling in which he was called. That's 1 Corinthians 7 and 20. In other words, the person who is single should remain, not wrestle in his singleness. Rather than you spend all of our efforts trying to change our position, we need to learn to develop the position where he has placed us. Let's be satisfied where he has placed us. Isn't that what it means? It's that I have learned to whatsoever state I'm in is to be content. That's Philippians 4:11. I speak peace to you today. Praise God. Whatever, come on. What I have learned, listen to that, I have learned in whatsoever state I'm in, I am to be content. Maybe you haven't been living like you really should, or maybe your house hasn't been the house of prayer that is really it could have been, or what you take as this opportunity and begin to sanctify your house and your body. Maybe your body has been mauled and pawed by certain people, you know what I'm saying? I want you to be sanctify your body to the Lord and give your body as a living sacrifice to God, the word of God said in Romans 12. If you can't keep your vow to God, you will never be able to keep your vow to a human spouse, beloved. Give your body to God and sanctify yourself. Amen. And when God picks a mate for one of his royal children, and yes, you're a royalty, he will pick from those who are faithful and holy unto him. He may pass over those you didn't keep a vow to him and begin to sanctify yourself. Bring your body before God. Bring your nature before God. Bring your passion to God and allow God to plug into your need, all right? Allow God to strengthen you until you can tell the devil, my body belongs to God. My whole body belongs to God.
Yeah.
I'm God. And from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, all that I am belongs to God. Early in the morning would I seek his face, and I lie upon my bed night and call of his name. I touch him, embrace him. He's the God of my salvation. Amen, amen. Beloved, marriage is a ministry. If you're single, your ministry is directly unto the Lord. If you're married, your ministry is through your spouse. Then you learn how to be devoted to God through the relationship you have with your spouse. Amen? Husbands, the scripture said, love your wife, even as the Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he may be sanctified and cleansed her with the washing of the water of the word. Amen? Marriage is a place in human society, beloved, where true love can be expressed in a great way. Marriage partners are to give self sacrificially to one another. We have to sacrifice ourselves, beloved, to our spouses. When you begin, it's not all about you anymore. It's about them. You give your all and your all to them. Jesus gave himself for the church. So also do the husband and wife give themselves to each other. Amen. Marriage is not a place where we seek self-gratification. It is the place where we seek to gratify another. So, and I guess when we think of ourselves, we in marriage, you just can't think of yourself. You have to think of more than yourself, okay? Similarly, husband and wife are to be bonded together to the extent that they become the greatest advocate of another, not demanding one another's way. In other words, it's not your way or the highway. It just can't be what you want, and it just can't be what you want to do. You have to consider your mate and talk about things. You just don't make decisions without your mate. Amen? There can be no doubt of God has special plans for each one of us. Those who are single need to recognize their position and seek to please God in every way. Listen, single means to be whole. That's what single is. Single means to be whole. And enjoy being a whole person, beloved. The greatest visitation of the Holy Spirit in history happened, go in the word, to an unmarried woman named Mary. Before Joseph could, the Holy Ghost came upon her, a single woman. That same life-giving anointing wants to come upon you. Stop murmuring. Stop complaining. His presence is always in the room, and he wants you to worship him. He wants you, he's waiting on you to come. We're talking about singleness. Now, on next week, I just want to give you that open about being single, knowing that this is not a curse. This is a blessing. This is that God has not forgotten you. God is just preparing you, anointing you, getting you ready for marriage, getting you minded of being giving and loyal and dedicated and removing selfishness out of the way and how it is sacred, how sacred marriage is, and how it's a blessing. It's all preparing us for that, for those who are single. So don't murmur and complain by being in a single state. Don't get to the place that God has forgotten me. Don't come to the place of, will I ever get married? You know, God is not going to send a king to someone that's not ready, or a queen to a pauper. He's not going to do that. So we want to be in position. But next week we're going to go into really about relationships, singleness. We will touch scripture, but basically we'll do more of a natural, a relationship, of how that we in our lives get back into relationships, or how singleness is affecting us. When I say us, I'm just talking about single people. And also married people, maybe next week we get online, that we can share and talk about how's it working for you, but yet based on the word of God. Now, beloved, my time is up. I give you blessings unto the Lord. But I also come to say, even in single or even in married, do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Because that is the first step. We need to know him as our Lord and Savior. And if you're not sure, then, beloved, I would ask you to do the prayer of repentance and ask him to come into your heart, to come into your life, take residence, be the ruler. And because according to Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for you and has risen again, you shall be, not might, shall be. And we want our name on that great roll in that book of life. Amen. And then let's find us a church. Let's find us a home. Let's get a leader. Let the sheep come together that we can learn into the word of God together. Now, beloved, I ask you to be blessed on the night, but not only be blessed, continue to be a blessing. Amen. So I hope to hear that you tune in next week. God bless you. May the God be with you until we meet again. Thank you and good night.